We know very well in our lives that anything worthwhile is difficult. Anything that's worth something is difficult to do. We have to put a lot of work into it. For example, something just like gardening. Gardening is very worthwhile because we get all these fresh vegetables, but it takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Education is very worthwhile, but it takes a lot of work. Self-improvement, to make ourselves closer to Christ, to be better people, takes a lot of work, but it's worth it, isn't it? Even watching the Rough Riders, when they're almost losing to the BC Lions last night, that took a lot of work to stay watching that and not just freak out, but it turned out in the end that it was worthwhile, didn't it, right? Real faith in Jesus is difficult. And it should be difficult if it's worth something, if it's worth anything at all. And what I mean by that is if our faith is just showing up to church, we're just putting in the minimal amount of effort, is it really worthwhile? Is it changing us? Are we getting out of our mass attendance, of our faith in Christ, what we ought to be getting out of it? Real faith in Jesus is not just about the minimal effort and hoping we're going to get the maximum reward or return for our effort. Because real faith in Jesus is loving your enemies. It's trusting in God no matter what. It's prayer, not just a little bit, but difficult prayer. Prayer when we don't want to pray. It means listening to God and obeying His voice in our lives. It means to be peacemakers. It means to be patient with others, even when they don't deserve our patience. It means to live our lives with joy, with kindness, and with gentleness. This is the difficult teaching that the disciples heard in the gospel today. They were following Jesus for a little while, and finally they got to this point where they said, "Jesus, enough is enough. This is difficult to follow you." And many of them turned away. It says they left and they quit following Jesus. They were okay doing the bare minimum, but when Jesus started to get serious about all the things they needed to do to become a Christian, they said, "That's it. I'm out of here." Jesus tells us again this week, this Sunday, that His flesh is true food and His blood is true drink. And so church then is the place where we come together to support each other in this difficult journey, to receive the strength from God through the Eucharist, to be united as one people gathered around Jesus. Only then, when we do this difficult work of coming to church week after week after week, of praying day after day after day, of loving our enemies, of forgiving our enemies, of trusting in God, of making peace, of living a life full of patience, and of believing in the Eucharist that it is a place where we receive the strength to do all those difficult things, it's only then that we can say, as Simon Peter says in the gospel today, when Jesus looks at them too and says, "Are you going to leave now as well?" And Peter says, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life." In the first reading, Joshua speaks for his family and says, it's time to make a choice. And he says, "My choice, as for me," he says, "and my house, my family, we will serve the Lord." As we continue to go throughout this week, we think about all the times that we have to choose the difficult path to love to trust and to believe in Jesus. And we ask for the strength to make that choice every moment of every day this week.